Did that make you nervous?
I think you're nervous.
You think I'm nervous?
I do.
You could be right.
What I'm most excited about is that the turnout seemed really good. It's like voting has come back into focus again, and that makes me really happy.
It is. As a matter of fact, you're right. There is a rather large voter turnout for a lot of these positions.
Indeed. So it's exciting. It's exciting to see that. I like that way jurisprudence is working the way it's supposed to.
Working the way it's supposed to. It's weird. Are we actually getting true representation?
We sure are. We are exercising our democratic ways within our republic, and I am very proud.
It's personal, so it's not always going to go great, but that's where change is just going to happen.
Right. And it's all of those little seeds that get put there that turn the political to the personal.
I want to talk about child labor laws. what wine might go really well with child labor laws to help us out of that?
Child labor laws. Well, anything to do with children more than likely will require a red wine of some sort.
Okay. I've not heard of this woman, Gina Torres. Have you heard of her?
Gina Torres is amazing. Oh my God. She was on Firefly, you guys. She played Zoe Washburn, and she is a goddess.
Okay.
So go on.
All right. Well, this is what she had to say, and I rather liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I walk into a room, and for this industry, I'm impossibly tall. When they find it hard to pair you up with the opposite sex, then what's left for a woman? Either you're the ball buster or the not-so-attractive girlfriend standing by the lead. I mean, traditionally, not-so-attractive. Because you have your starlets, and then you have their best friends, who are these character actresses. When you fall within the cracks, you thank God for sci-fi. Because they'll give you a gun, and they'll say, go over there and conquer that world. You kick some ass, girl.
Yeah.
That the Barbie that is out there is better than the Barbie she wanted.
Well, it's also tricky because they have to stay with their branding.
Absolutely.
And if there's any way for it to improve, there has to be the recognizability
of
it.
Absolutely.
So it's a tricky balance there.
Do you now or have you ever owned a lunch truck?
Oh, I did own a lunch truck. Wow, you're a good little digger.
I'm thinking that you'll run across this as well in all of your pursuits in life. So often people think judgment is always a negative thing.
Quite true.
Yeah.
Quite true. We're not supposed to judge each other. We're not supposed to have standards. We're not supposed to, hold people to what they say they're going to do.
Right. Yeah, everything's just supposed to be, ooh, easy peasy, whatever. It's okay because I'm not judgmental or I'm not going to judge. However, there's a really beautiful component of judgment, and that's sort of knowing where you stand and where you want to go.